with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Now, it's fair to say there's been a bit of interest in the breakup of Bill and Melinda Gates
over the last 24 hours.
Apparently, Melinda isn't asking for spousal support, which, you know, probably not surprising, given that she pops up on the list of, you know, richest people on her own.
I think she's done well for herself.
Yeah. And can you believe there was no prenup? They married 27 years ago when he actually became, back in 94, world's richest man. So they went in,
the
expecting the
way.
Best. Exactly right. Yeah. Word is there is a separation contract, though, which includes info on finances pertaining to the two of them and the couple's children, right? And here's some of the stuff that we know. The pair own a private jet and a number of properties, including their main home in Washington, plus houses in California, Florida, Wyoming and Massachusetts.
So just a few.
The family home is a 66,000 square foot mansion. Ooh. So maybe a third of that in metres, roughly. So 20,000 square metres.
It's been a long time since school.
It has. But anyway, which was purchased for $2.5 million. Redesigned over 7 years and is now worth, they reckon, about $161 million. Features seven bedrooms, a reported 18 bathrooms.
Reportedly.
Someone lost count trying to work it out. An art deco cinema, a dining room that can seat 24, an indoor-outdoor pool with an underwater music system, an artificial stream stocked with salmon and trout, and reportedly a beach featuring imported sand.
So basically their own town that they lived in during pandemic.
So, I mean, who gets that is anyone's guess. But I think one thing that we can report for sure is that Melinda is now happily using her iPad in bed. Good morning, Megan, stepping in this morning. Hello.
Good morning, DeMello. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to a Wednesday. Welcome to the day after Star Wars Day. There were a few memes kicking around on Facebook.
Oh, yes, May the 4th.
I saw you managed to incorporate some lightsabers.
Yeah, we had a mate that edited one of our little band photos. So the three of us had lightsabers and, you know, the Star Wars set in the background.
Were you holding anything at the time or just literally just inserted them
into it? I don't believe
we
were. I think he's just nice. Put something in our hands that, you know, I don't know.
One day when I get better at photoshopping, I want to be able to put like Princess Leia buns on the side of my head.
I think that's a good skill. I think we actually should all do Photoshop classes.
It is.
So we can all just laugh on Facebook constantly.
I shall start by doing what I can to incorporate Princess Leia hairstyles.
And a shark head as well.
And a shark head.
A shark head with Princess Leia is what I'm thinking.
Sure. That's why we love you. Come on in with your out there ideas.
At least you're open to them.
Am I a bit sharky? Is that what you're saying? I don't know what you're saying.
Think that would look funny. You know, I don't know. I always think Photoshop, I always think of somebody putting a shark in something.
Okay, right.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of Photoshop sharks.
So it's not my dorsal fin. That's not what you're referring to?
No.
Okay, all right. Hey, now, we all know about this collie bloke that's returned the very weak positive COVID-19 result. I don't know what that means. They reckon that's possibly, or the health department said it's most likely an historic infection.
A past case. So it's showing up as, I don't know, antibodies?
But it's been missed on all of the other tests that he's done. And this is just a follow-up down the track because he's been over East. He was in Poland.
So it's looking like he doesn't have anything, but historic.
I don't know how that works. How does it only show up at some point down the track but not in previous tests?
Oh, no, it's probably, he probably had it before he was tested recovered.
But they tested him on multiple occasions. This was a follow-up test.
No, but even overseas, if he had it like at the start of last year or something, it might show up in his blood work now that he's previously had it.
But that's what I mean. He got tested more than once before this point.
But did he get tested last year if he had it last year?
Well, no, but he's come in.
Oh, you,
this
I
is
know
a follow-up test. Like, he's
so
just come back from Poland. He got tested when he came back through Victoria and it didn't show up.
So you're saying why did these antibodies show up before?
I'm not a doctor.
I see what you mean.
I don't understand these things, but it's weird that...
I know.
Anyway, so we'll watch and wait and see if anyone else has got anything or if they are historic cases. I understand. Mm. Mike Hussey's got it. WA cricket legend.
Oh, is he?
He's one of the ones that's stuck in India at the moment. He was working as a batting coach for the Chennai Super Kings.
And he's actually got it.
Yeah. Reportedly tested positive. He's one of many Aussies trapped in the country because of the hard border that the Prime Minister's brought into. But then I suppose, if you've got it, you don't want to be bringing it home. So I suppose what else would you do? But
it's a tough situation, isn't it?
You've got to stay there for the moment and hopefully ride it out. It's pretty rough though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meantime, in non-COVID news, Kalgoorlie Boulder residents got a shake-up yesterday afternoon. There was an earthquake. Did you hear?
Oh, no. In Kalgoorlie, another one. They've had a few.
Yeah, they do. 3.2, you reckon it's got anything to do with them digging stuff out of the ground?
All the time I'm thinking, was it an earthquake or was it a big truck?
Well, a big truck or, did somebody pack a little bit too much explosives into one of the charges at some point? It was a 3.2 magnitude earthquake. Apparently, 4 or 5 magnitude is where they reckon damage starts to happen. But I imagine 3.2 would be enough to wake a baby.
You'd have a few cracks in your house, I reckon. All the cornices, you'd have to patch up every year.
You'd have to think so. Maybe regret having too much glassware on the shelves with a 3.2, I would have thought.
True that.
Or, I suppose, make you wonder if someone's Harley needed a service, possibly, or something.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first off, it's Eczema Awareness Week this week. It is. And this year's theme is more than just skin, aiming to raise awareness of eczema and the effect it has on well-being generally. Because
I hear it's very painful.
Well, it depends. It depends how you get it, but it can be very itchy. It can be very persistent. And it can also, I had it on my leg for years and wouldn't wear shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Like, it can really... And I imagine if you had it in more visible places, it could very much...
Mess with your confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they reckon a little over half of current sufferers describe their eczema condition as chronic. So with just 6% claiming that it's controllable, you can check eczema.org.au to find out more about that. NBL One's back this weekend. That's the basketball.
Just FYI, Megan.
Well, that's just... Well, they've called it
you
NBL One.
You know I need that.
Yeah. Well, it used to be SBL. They changed the name this year.
Yeah, what's going on?
But if everything goes well, and that's assuming, because up till this point, they've said they would have had to play with masks on, so they've gone,
No.
Rockingham Flames, in theory, should be playing Willetton at Mike Barnett Sports Complex Saturday night, and Mandurah moved their Friday game to Saturday as well, so they could play.
Fingers crossed.
So, yeah, let's hope everything comes together where Magic take on Coburn Cougars. And it's National Astronaut Day. Celebrated
Astronaut
today,
Day.
May
5,
to commemorate the first time an American, Alan Shepard, went to space the day after Star Wars Day.
Oh.
So there's a theme going on, something. It's also World Maths Day, and it's fair to say not much space travel would happen without some clever mathematician.
This
is
true.
That is a Star Wars movie that they haven't yet made. The Algebra Strikes Back or something like that. They haven't done that yet, have they? And look, the MasterChef juggernaut rolls on, but sadly tonight's episode will be without WA's Maya. Morning, Maya. You were done in by a tart.
I know. How ridiculous is that?
I think it was tart sabotage. 3 of you couldn't get it out of the mould.
There must be something wrong with the tart. Not you guys, surely.
Surely.
Oh my gosh, it was just such a crazy challenge, and tempering chocolate in that kitchen is not an easy feat. It's very hot in there, and honestly, I'm not really sure where I went wrong during that stage where I was trying to temper that chocolate, but it obviously wasn't tempered correctly.
Right, so deconstructed tart or crumble, you could also have called it, possibly.
Yeah.
You reckon that would have flown, no?
Oh my God. Look, it wasn't my best day in the kitchen, but having said that, I think I started really confidently and I was really on top of everything, and then it just sort of started unravelling for me in the last half hour. So one little mistake led to another, and unfortunately,
That is the game.
It's brutal. It is brutal.
It's a brutal game, yeah. Hot in that kitchen too. So what's the plans now for the future? We hear your dream is to have a restaurant.
Yeah, I've got an idea for, a vague idea for a mobile sort of restaurant that can sort of move around like different locations on the coastline, and I'd love to have that in WA. And I've got an old retro vintage Airstream trailer that I'm hoping to convert to a kitchen, and I'm sort of working on plans with that at the moment. It's like how that's going to be fitted out and how that's all going to look, and yeah, hopefully I'll get that up and running in the next few months. Hopefully it'll be eye-catching and it'll be something different, and I can bring something really unique to it. But obviously I wish that I was on MasterChef for longer and I had the time to sort of show off a few more skill sets, but that's just the way the competition is. It's sort of, one person's cut out every pressure test.
Yeah,
who do you reckon will win the show?
Oh, it's a really hard one, but I've got a few favourites, but I'm going to say Jess is a firm favourite of mine. I love what she does with native Australian ingredients, and also Aaron, and also Pete.
Okay.
Hang on a minute.
I'm not sure.
Hedging those bets there. Now, you've got a thing about indigenous ingredients, haven't you? You really, there's a lot there that maybe we should all maybe get a bit more acquainted with.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm a massive fan of native Australian ingredients. I'm just disappointed I didn't get a chance to actually cook with them on the show. I think I talked about them a lot and I ended up just cooking so many sweet dishes. I don't know what was wrong with me. But yeah, anyway, and the same happened last night. I wanted to really cook that savoury tart. It had like the boab and the yabby in there and heaps of natives. And then I ended up cooking a chocolate dessert. Just not working out for me. The MasterChef just wants me to cook desserts for some reason. But
clearly, is there a native ingredient that you think that everyone should maybe have tried or like have a? Is there one in particular that you think deserves some love?
Just things that you can find along the coastline, like saltbush and samphire.
Okay.
Yeah, there's heaps of really interesting things that you can find, especially in WA. And yeah, I think a lot of people don't use them enough. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to your travelling restaurant. Sounds awesome.
And we obviously need to take a basket down the beach at some point and see what we can collect.
Yeah, I think you should swing into the station when you're in Mandurah too with the big van and, you know, we'll have a feast, hey?
Absolutely. No, I'll do that. If I get to that stage or when that happens, I will definitely swing by, guys.
Bring it on. Sounds great. Hey, great to chat this morning, Maya. And, of course, MasterChef continues tonight with the Mystery Box Challenge on 10.
Thanks for having me.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Now with Nikki away, today Megan is our connection to the stars.
Yes, well we heard yesterday from Nikki that Marvel fans are going to be pretty busy for the next 2 years. We have confirmed dates for 10 new Marvel movies.
Wow, probably not as busy as the Marvel production staff,
yes.
But fair to say it's going to be exciting times.
They will be highly stressed. So this year we know we've got Black Widow, we've got Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings.
I wonder if anyone else is going to pronounce it like that, but I believe that is the correct pronunciation for it.
We did Google it.
We did, yes. It kind of looks like Shang-Chi, but anyway.
Shang-Chi, apparently.
That's what they say.
We've got The Eternals coming out as well. That's very exciting. So that's this year. Then 2022, we've got the new Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We've got that new Thor movie, which of course is still being filmed Sydney at the moment, Love and Thunder.
The next sounds like a romance novel.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Black Panther, the new one's coming out next year as well. And we've got The Marvels 2022. Now, 2023 is the new Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hey, cool.
And the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
So it's going to be a busy couple of years.
Lots to look forward to.
Looking forward to it. Now, YouTube, they've got a lot coming up as well. They've turned to big name entertainment personalities to anchor its latest slate of ad-supported originals. So they're going to follow Will Smith in his fitness journey, and they've got
that's why they've got pictures of Will Smith with his bod and his dad bod.
I'm in the worst shape of my life. So the project will be titled Best Shape of My Life.
Okay.
It's slated to premiere next year and it's a 6-part fitness series. So we'll see where he goes with it. I think it's going to be extreme. Also,
I think I should know what the theme song is too. Now I'm in worst shape of my life. Hey?
That's a good one.
Hey?
I'll play that one. Alicia Keys, maybe she can sing the theme song for it.
Thanks a lot.
She's got a docuseries coming out with YouTube as well. It's the working title is called Noted, and it will follow her as she heads into the studio to record her 8th album.
Wow.
Massive. So YouTube, using big names, they're going to be, of course, propped up by paid ads. Spice Girls.
Oh.
They made their return to the stage in 2019. Now they're eyeing up a comeback to the big screen too with a sequel to their 1997 movie Spice World. I rewatched it recently and I was like, oh, that was really bad.
Well, that's what we need, another one.
But we enjoyed it at the time, guilty pleasure. The girl group have reportedly approached a screenwriter about coming up with a script for a follow-up flick ahead of the film's 25th anniversary next year. The project is being headed by Ginger Spice, so Jerry, who is managing the group. So we know Mel C, Emma Bunton and Mel B are all on board, hopefully, and they're seeing if they can tempt back their former bandmate, Victoria Beckham, of course, Posh Spice.
The Kim Cattrall of this project, otherwise.
So will she be back? Who knows? It looks like we could possibly have a new Spice World.
And that'll be part of the Marvel series? That's part of the... No, that's separate to the
who
Marvel
knows?
Galaxy? I don't know. Well, make them superheroes.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.